Hey there, it's Wellness Wednesday, and let's just get right into it, shall we? Because these episodes are short and sweet and to the point, and I want to talk about handling emotional eating and talk about some coping strategies, especially for this time of year. So let's just get into it, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic weight loss and accountability coach. And I am happy that you're here with me for this Wellness Wednesday episode of the podcast. And just as a quick reminder, these Wednesday episodes are going to be short and sweet and all about your emotional well-being. I'll be sharing wellness topics that are focused on all things mind, spirit, emotional, you know, all of those things. So let's dig right in and talk about emotional eating, y'all. Now, I've talked about this before on my episode. It was episode 31, Mindful Eating. And today, I want to specifically dial into emotional eating when it comes to this time of year, stressful holiday situations, or really just this time of year in general. And let me preface this episode like I did the last one. I know that everyone's situation is different around this time of year. Some of us have family dynamics that come into play. We have in-laws and parents, or even some of just some things that just really impact us differently during the holidays. And so I want to say that I know that all the things that I talk about may not impact you, but I do know that it is common for many of the people that listen to this podcast. So I will say, like I said in the last episode, is take what you need and leave what you don't. So let's talk about stressful holiday situations and emotional eating. Because for many of us, this is a real thing. And while the impact to our weight is a factor, I really want you to think about what triggers you to do it during the holidays. What triggers you to have emotional eating episodes, if you will, during the holidays? And more importantly, what strategy can you use to help you reduce the amount of emotional eating that you find yourself doing during this time of year? I know that for me, I traveled for Thanksgiving, and for the next several weeks, I'm going to have house guests. I'm going to be supporting all the people and managing all of the activities in my life and theirs as well. That, coupled with the fact that I will be out of my routine, and if you've been listening to me for any length of time, then you know that I thrive on a good routine. So this time of year brings about a lot of stress for me. And I've mentioned before that when I have stress, I have a tendency to snack. And particularly, I have a tendency to snack on sweet stuff. And again, it really isn't the snacking. It's more about my response to the stress. And that's what I want you to focus on. It's your response to the triggers around you. So I wanted to keep the reason for the season at the forefront of my mind. So I thought about what I could do to mitigate that. How could I be proactive? And for me, it was planning and prepping food and planning some self-care activities. Now, I know that sounds simple, or it might even sound trivial, but those things help me and are helping me tremendously. See, I know that food is a big thing in my house. My son has sensory issues, so he only eats certain foods. My husband is a picky eater, in my opinion. He says he's not, but I think he's a picky eater. And I myself, I'm working through some stomach issues, so I'm going through some food elimination to try to narrow down. And my mom is visiting us for the holidays, and let me tell you, that little lady, she has a sweet tooth and a salty tooth. So I decided to prep and to freeze some meals that the majority of us would like to eat so that that stuff is taken care of. That really helped me to take away some of that thought because let's be honest, y'all, decision fatigue is a real thing as well. As well as it helped me to take some of the time, some of the prep time out of it. I also plan what I call some of my quick getaways. So everyone knows that on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings, I'm out, y'all. Meaning I'm going for a walk and everybody can deal with their own stuff on their own. And I scheduled a nail and a facial appointment. I have some of those sprinkled in. So again, it's small stuff and it might even seem trivial, but I know that when I get stressed, that I either snack, I get snippy, or depending on the amount of stress, I might have a full-blown meltdown. And I really want to focus on the reason for this season. I want to spend the precious time that we all have being present and in the moment. Because let's be real for a moment. We are blessed to have these moments. Because many people don't. Around the globe, there is a lot going on, and being present and being in the moment is so important. So with that being said, how can you be present and focus on the reason for the season? How can you be proactive and not really even just about the emotional eating, but how can you be proactive so that when things trigger you, that you are able to adjust or that you have a plan? And I want you to think about that and maybe even journal about it. In the meantime, I have one strategy for you. And I want you to take a play out of my playbook and schedule some self-care rituals. Now, this doesn't have to be anything grand. It can be as simple as scheduling a walk and letting everyone around you know that for the next 40 minutes, I am not to be disturbed. For me, it's the Tuesday and Thursday, but do what works for you. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to schedule it and let it be known to the people around you. If you want to schedule a manicure or a pedicure or a massage, do that as well. Or go to the library and just sit and be. Do that as well. Whatever works for you, I want you to do. But here's where you need to really focus. You want to schedule that time on your calendar. Schedule and set aside specific time slots on your calendar that is dedicated solely just to you. And here's the real key. Treat them as non-negotiables, just like any other commitment that you would have, and use it for activities that bring you joy and relaxation and bring you peace. The second thing is I want you to think about how do you create some mini self-care rituals throughout the day, infusing small things like drinking tea during the day or taking a few minutes to have some mindful breathing or taking a moment to really stretch and be present. How can you infuse that throughout the day? Those brief moments of self-care can really add up and they can contribute to you having a sense of balance and calmness amongst all of this chaos, holiday chaos, and just chaos in general. And as I promised, I'm keeping this short and sweet and to the point. So that is all, says the clock on the wall. And I will wrap this up by saying self-care is the best care. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group, by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.